This is a quick prelude to the video that follows. About 4 minutes in after this prelude, the actual critique of John Flint's article begins. So it's this short article, and as I say, go forward if you don't want to see my the 4 minutes beforehand. I shot it in the Lake Munger aquatic kind of park just north of the central business district of Perth. While looking for a seat to sit down, I talked about the bird life and the water life and so on, and then began critiquing. Thank you. I'm at Lake Munger in Perth's northern suburbs, on the edge of the Mitchell Freeway, TK Lippenmeyer. It's the, sorry about any wind noise, I'm trying to shelter under a Moreton Bay fig, I think it is, to minimise the sea breeze, although it's a very hot day here in Perth. It's a Tuesday and it's the 28th, last day of February 2023, and it must be around getting close to 2 p.m. I probably won't say much for the moment. What I was going to say is I'll probably not say much, as, or I will if the wind doesn't blow too much, as I walk towards Lake Munger from the north looking south, and we might catch the cityscape in a moment. Then I'll find a seat and I'll critique an article in the Sunday Times here in Western Australia by John Flint, the infamous John Flint. Short article, but full of things to talk about on COVID. There's the skyline of Perth. Let's see if we can zoom in across the lovely Lake Munger. Yeah, I think we've just successfully done that. And I'll find a seat somewhere, but I think the relevant authorities must be pumping water into Lake Munger in recent decades to keep it full, because everywhere else seems to be drying up in the lowering rainfall conditions here in southwestern Australia, and it is a critical water bird and water life haven. They breed here, a great number of birds breed here, and so it's a wildlife and ecological asset. And it's one of a string. Am I still recording? I just had a camera glitch. As I was saying, Lake Munger is one of a string of wetlands from just a little north of Bunbury, 100 miles in the old terminology, to the south of Perth, to well north of Perth, where estuaries, inlets, swamps, lakes dotted all along the coastal plain. And sadly, in the metro area here in Perth, which has a footprint as big as Greater London, so sprawling and spread out are we here, that many of them have been filled in for housing and industrial estates, etc., and it messes with the wildlife, of course, messes with the natural flow and drainage and whatever that hydrology, natural hydrology, whatever the term is. Where's a full hydrologist when you need one? Where's a full linguist when you need one? So there's, oh look, can we see a couple of pelicans? Look, I know this is about a Sunday Times article, but I'm not here very often anymore, so I'll get you to soak up some of the beauty of this and almost rarity of this this asset. I'll find a seat and then critique the article. I found the seat, and I, checking that I am recording, I'm literally about 15 metres from the busy Mitchell Freeway, so that's the background noise, and best I can do for the moment. I just realised I forgot to bring my glasses, but I'm in bright sunlight here, so I'll do the best I can critiquing this article. I've got my trusty thermos, I've got my cup of tea. And the edition of the Sunday Times to which I'm referring is, it's 2 days old now, February the 26th, and it's a a short article. I said earlier the infamous John Flint. I have critiqued a lot of his articles over the last couple of years, and I would be loath to call him a journalist. He's a Walkley Award-winning journalist, but he's a wordsmith, obviously. But journalism requires objectivity, impartiality, appropriate forensic examination of all credible sides of an argument, etc., etc. And I've seen very little of that in from John Flint's work. So here we are on page 11. We're looking at the very small article. Cases up as downtrend ends. So I'll begin reading and I'll stop and critique as appropriate. COVID-19 infections in WA have gone up slightly in the past week, reversing a two-month downward trend while the numbers of those hospitalised has continued to fall. Well, a quick comment there is, the very first question mark, which he is, if he's innocent and just ignorant, he is assuming that the official figures through the Western Australian health system declaring someone as COVID-19 infected are accurate. And whoops, I'm about to lose my papers here. Excuse me, it's the pages I let's put that thermos on it. The what they're really meaning is through PCR testing, and John Flint should be explaining this, if he's aware, and if he isn't, he should be aware. It's testing through PCR and RAT testing, and probably if it gets to the hospital system stage, we'd assume PCR testing, that there's presence of molecules supposedly unique to SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, supposedly. So COVID-19 infections doesn't mean you're symptomatic, doesn't mean you're at risk of ill health, doesn't mean you're at risk of dying or anything. Although some people with the spike proteins, which surely John Flint could have learnt about that by now, the spike proteins, and obviously, I beg your pardon, I won't say obviously, but a lot of credible, plausible evidence to suggest that they are gain of function tweaked in laboratories, these spike proteins, that are supposedly associated with SARS-CoV-2, but they're certainly out in the wild now and loose, the spike proteins, almost for certain, and causing a lot of havoc, and including in myself, but a lot of people have been harmed by them, and many have succumbed earlier than they would have otherwise because of the havoc the spike proteins have wreaked, even from the so-called vaccinations of COVID-19, where our bodies take over the replicating of the replication in our replication machinery within the cells, the mRNA instructions or whatever to produce these spike proteins, and blood clotting and a thousand other dysfunctional things and harmful things occur in our bodies. So there's, I take you up on that straight away, John Flint. COVID-19 infection is a rather meaningless statement without a lot more information provided. I'll pause.